Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators for a successful freelance career and lifestyle with your host, Tess Whitty.
Welcome to Marketing Tips for Translators. I'm your host, Tess Whitty, bringing you marketing and business tips so that you can grow your freelance translation business. This is episode 222, and it's the second one in a series geared toward newer or aspiring freelance linguists. We are going to talk about where to find translation work for beginning translators. Many beginning translators or translators who want to quit their in-house positions and shift to freelance want to know how to find translation work online. There are more than enough places on the web where translators search for new projects. In fact, it might seem like looking for a needle in a haystack. So in this episode, I wanted to give you a few resources for finding translation jobs. But first, listener shout out to one of the people who left a review. This one is from Musconet Kong, who says, "So many good things to say about this podcast. Tess does a wonderful job of selecting guests. She interviews translators from different countries who work with different languages and in different specialties. What's more, she gives them plenty of space to talk. Her relaxed and patient style is easy to listen to, and I learn something from every episode. Thank you so much, Musconet Kong. I really appreciate you taking time and leaving a review, and I'm so glad you find so many useful tips from the podcast. If anyone else is a regular listener and have not yet left a review, you can go to the show notes and click on your favorite podcast platform and leave a review. It really helps me, and I read every single one. It also helps with the podcast algorithm, which is so important in this day and age." Okay, so what are the good places to find translation jobs for beginning translators? Personally, I got my first job from an online translation platform, so I will start with that. Now, you might not be able to take notes while listening to this episode, so I have made a list of these resources for you too. You can download it from the show notes at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/222. So the first resource is translation platforms and job boards. The first thing that comes to mind when searching for translation work online might be translation platforms. Some classic examples are Prose.com, Translators Cafe, and Translation Directory. But there are also more modern or upcoming platforms such as SmartCat and the OpenMic. So go check them out, register a profile, and see where it takes you. The second resource I want to mention is, of course, translation agencies. These are a great way for freelance translators to get their first paid jobs. Although you still have to convince them to send you work, they invest in sales and marketing themselves, in project management, and they can attract clients, and you simply focus on the translation. It's not just easy, though. You will need to provide high-quality work on a regular basis and be easy to work with in order to get repeat business from agencies. Become a trusted resource for a popular sector and language pair for a few agencies, and you won't ever have to look for new clients again. Almost. Additionally, working with agencies doesn't mean that you can't have direct clients. In fact, a lot of translators get their work from a mix of personal clients and translation agencies, including myself. At this stage, you need to concentrate on two objectives: finding enough reputable agencies and convincing them to give you a shot. Afterwards, it's all about the work you produce. Unfortunately, as this is the case with every other industry, not all agencies are created equal or ethical. So beware of scams. You are on the internet after all. You can check out agencies that have been flagged as non-payers and read reviews on the following sites: paymentpractices.net, Translator Client Review, Prose.com Blueboard, TranslatorsCafe.com, to name a few. The third resource to get translation jobs is through national translators associations. These have databases for linguists that many translator buyers use. By being a member of a National Translators Association, you get visibility and credibility. So it's worth joining and creating a profile on the ones you think might apply to you. These are most likely the one in the country where you live or the associations for your source and target language. The fourth resource I want to mention is LinkedIn, and in particular LinkedIn groups. LinkedIn is known as the largest social network for professionals of any kind. There's nothing better than this network to promote your professional services and find translation works. They have dedicated groups that will help you accomplish your career goals. So here are some examples of translation groups that focus on translation jobs. One with a lot of members is Language Jobs, dedicated to all language experts, linguists, translators, interpreters, etc. The second one I want to mention is Translator Jobs Services with over 10,000 members. And the third one I want to mention is called Translation Jobs. And the fourth one I want to mention is Language Translation Interpretation Jobs. This is a smaller group, but it focuses on connecting language buyers with language providers or translation providers. The fifth resource I want to mention is just general freelancer websites. These websites put prospective clients directly in touch with other freelancers in different fields. Even if their rates on average aren't great and competition is fierce, you can learn a lot in terms of how to sell your services with the added security of a third-party check on the payments. Warning though, make these websites work for you. Don't get stuck in a race to the lowest rate. So if you use these, enter with a clear strategy and an end goal. Get reviews, fill your portfolio, and get out when you are done, unless you manage to raise your rates to a level you find satisfactory. The most famous ones among these are Upwork, Elance, and People Per Hour. The sixth resource I want to mention is, of course, your own network and former employers. So don't forget to use the network you already have. Tell everyone that you are a translator and explain how you can help. Plus, ask your friends and colleagues to spread the word. You can also reach out to your former employers. Providing you left them on good terms, this is an excellent way to start. After all, you had a chance to prove yourself when you were there, and you are also used to working with them. So if they need translation work, reach out to them. Okay. These were six resources for finding translation jobs. Just remember that it is a numbers game. You need to apply to hundreds of agencies or places and register on multiple platforms and directories. At the beginning of your career, you are playing this numbers game, as opposed to later when you can focus on quality and might even have to turn down clients regularly. Pick and choose. That's the stage I am at now, and many other with a lot of experience. So I hope these six resources are helpful to you. Keep your eyes open for a free webinar coming up in just a few weeks, where I will talk about what investments you need to do to start and grow a freelance translation business. I have noticed that many freelance translators are afraid to invest in their business. But I want to mention in an order of importance what you do need to invest in to grow your business. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening and best of luck with your translation career. If you found this episode helpful, please take a moment to share it by going to the show notes at marketingtipsfortranslators.com/222 and click on one of the social media sharing buttons at the bottom of the show notes. There you can also download the resource guide with the places and links to find translation jobs from. So take care and bye for now. See you next week when I will be talking about the importance of specializing and how to do it. Are you a new translator, either freshly graduated from a translation program or switching career from something else? Do you recognize yourself in any of the following struggles? Not knowing where to start to establish yourself as a freelance translator, being unsure what market